With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Terror group Hamas releases the bodies of four Israelis who were held hostage in Gaza. The handover happened early Thursday.
Now, the big question is what happens when phase one of the deal expires, which is set to happen in early March. Negotiators haven't yet seriously begun working on ironing out the details for phase two, under which Israel is supposed to end the war in Gaza in exchange for Hamas releasing the remaining hostages. Hamas says talks will not continue until all the Palestinian prisoners whose release was specified under the deal have been freed. Hostage families are calling on Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make sure that this deal makes it to phase two.
Also in SRNNews.com, as President Trump's administration exposes wasteful federal spending, more than two-thirds of voters are ticked off about the situation.
The latest Rasmussen Reports telephone and online survey finds that 70% of likely U.S. voters say they're angry about the amount of waste, fraud, and abuse in federal spending, including 45% who are very angry and 25% who aren't very angry about it at all. The survey of 1,188 U.S. likely voters was conducted on February 16th and 18th, 2025, by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Supreme Court is pausing a court order that required the Trump administration to release questionable USAID funds by midnight. The Justice Department filed an emergency application to the Supreme Court Wednesday, saying they didn't have enough time to unfreeze the $2 billion. A DOGE audit discovered widespread misuse of funds within USAID, leading to the freeze of the money. The Supreme Court is now asking for the parties in the case to file their responses by Friday afternoon. A Biden-appointed leftist judge made the original ruling. Apple, keeping the company's diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in place. This is SRN News. The governor of Wisconsin has some suggestions.
Tony Evers is a Democrat, and he has championed many left-wing causes. In his latest budget proposal to the state legislature, he's asking lawmakers to make changes to all government documents to eliminate any references to male or female. The governor says the word mother should be replaced with the phrase inseminated person, or possibly parent who gave birth to a child. Evers is a strong advocate for transgenderism and the LGBT agenda in general. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court has declined to hear a pair of cases from pro-life advocates who say laws limiting demonstrations near clinics violate their First Amendment rights. The High Court turned down the appeals, though Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito disagreed. Pro-lifers argued that the laws barring people from protesting should be struck down in light of the repeal of Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer meets President Trump today at the White House, a day after announcing a big increase in the British defense budget and hopes to encourage support for Ukraine.
Keir Starmer's told lawmakers Kiev must be at the table for any negotiations.
This is about the sovereignty of Ukraine and their ability to decide for themselves the future of their country.
He adds that the UK is ready to play a role in providing security guarantees to Ukraine, but reiterates the plan would require US backing.
That's why my message to President Trump is that the relationship between our two countries needs to go from strength to strength.
Britain's leader echoed earlier prime ministers in emphasizing the special relationship. I'm Charles Diledesma.
President Trump touches on numerous topics during his first cabinet meeting of his second term. Wednesday, the president said his administration is working towards an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. More details at srnnews.com.